Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach and the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Welcome to Friday, episode 651 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm hoping this is the last day I have to tolerate calling in. I was surprised to receive the return of my laptop last night. Late, I had somewhere to go to, so I haven't unboxed it, tried to set it up to see whether they just repaired the keyboard or replaced the keyboard, and whether the drive is still intact. So if it isn't intact, well, I've still got Dropbox for my data, but I have to wind up reinstalling all the application software, which will take some time. So I'm hoping by early next week to be fully operational if that's the case, and available tomorrow if everything is intact. So thank you for putting up with me with this format where there's no intro, no outro. It's all me talking in one, in one take, no cuts. So thank you for hanging in there during this time. I hope you're finding the shows helpful. And today's show is about, as I do on Fridays, stupid interview mistakes, things people do that are wrong that they could easily correct, and that's what I'm going to focus on today. You know, they're complementary mistakes that people make. So I'll just simply say, if you like today's show, please give it 5 stars in iTunes and Stitcher. It does help other people find it. Now, the mistake I'm going to talk about, or the mistakes I'm going to talk about, as I said, complement one another. The first mistake is not collecting information from the interviewer about how to reach them. So that's as simple as exchanging a card. How do you do that in the smoothest way possible? Real easy. They come out and greet you. You're escorted into their office. In your pocket is a card that you can give them. Ladies, an easily reachable spot for you is where you would keep the card. And as soon as you're sitting down, or before you actually sit down, you might just simply hand them a card and for you and say, could I have your card as well? Obviously, you have to be in their office to do that. So in this way, the card exchange is done easily and smoothly for them, because what you're looking for is their email address and phone number so that you're able to follow up afterwards. Yes, you can call the switchboard and ask for an email address afterwards. But I think sometimes some larger firms in particular are reluctant to give that information out for fear this is spam collection. So you want to collect it from the person immediately as soon as you are introduced to them, or as soon as they're about to invite you in for the interview. Then from there, the next mistake that people make, the one that I said complemented this first one, is not actually following up. So the follow-up starts with the simple thing of a thank you note. Thanks for making time to meet with me today. I really appreciated it. I found the position quite interesting, and as I thought about it afterwards, I wanted to reinforce certain points I made with you and perhaps add a few others that will hopefully help you feel good about the choice to invite me back for a further conversation. And then you continue on from there. The goal here is continue the dialogue. Let them know of your interest. Show appreciation. It is a courtesy that is less common these days than it once was. So you want to demonstrate that sort of courtesy to others so that it's not a red flag or a complaint in their mind that you haven't done it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me going forward. The first one is send a connection request to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if your profile looks like a spammer or scammer, except if you're a third-party recruiter. If you're an executive and interested in executive job search coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. If you do it from the website or from your phone, it should pop open a window for sending the message. If not, again, just use that email address, jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching. I'll reply back. We'll set up a few minutes to speak to see if I can help and have you get acquainted with me in person. If you're not an executive and you're interested in job search coaching, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is the best way to start off. You have curated information from around the web that I've created and others have created to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And if you want to get into one-on-one coaching with me, I offer discounts through the site. If you have questions for me, I answer all questions that are asked so that in this way you don't make dumb mistakes that will prove costly later on. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And, of course, there are other ways as well, but these are the primary two that I offer to individuals. I'll be back tomorrow with more. I hope you found this helpful, and I hope you give me a quick prayer that my laptop is fine. Have a great day. Take care.